Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today, Sunday the 24th of August. The general synopsis at midnight. High Thames, 1,022, expected Netherlands, 1,021 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northwesterly, 4 or 5 at first in the east, otherwise variable, becoming southeasterly in the west, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. North Utsira, South Utsira. Northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in South Utsira. Fair, good. 40s. Northwesterly, 3 to 5 at first in the east, otherwise variable, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Cromarty. East or southeast, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable, mainly south, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Northwesterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in northeast Fisher. Backing southwesterly, 2 to 4 later in southwest German Bight. Showers at first, good. Humber, Thames. Variable becoming southwest 2 to 4, fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Biscay. East becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, showers, fog patches in the far southeast, good, occasionally very poor in the far southeast. Northwest Fitzroy, West Sole. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in Irish Sea. Mainly fair, good. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in the west, becoming southerly or southeasterly 6 or 7 later. Perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, fog patches in Rockall, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Shannon and very poor in Rockall. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. South or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Bailey and later in Malin and Hebrides. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, but fog banks in North Bailey and Faroes. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland. Easterly, 5 to 7 at first in the far west, otherwise cyclonic, mainly southeasterly, 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle, fog banks becoming extensive fog at times, moderate to very poor. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south-southeast 3, mist 2 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 3, 15 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Lerwick, north-northwest 1, 19 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Lucas, north by west 1, 13 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Bridlington, southeast by south 2, 1020, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 3, more than 27 miles, 1021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 4, 11 miles, 1020. Jersey, east southeast 4, 13 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 2, 2 miles, 1019. Scilly Automatic, southeast by south 3, 8 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Valentia, south-southeast 2, 19 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast 1, 11 miles, 1019, falling slowly. And Malin Head, east-southeast 3, 24 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, an area of high pressure will bring settled conditions to most coastlines with light or moderate breezes. However, weak fronts will bring some patchy rain to northwestern areas. Southerly winds will then strengthen later on Monday in the far west as an Atlantic front approaches. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly 3 or 4 at first in the north and east, otherwise variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain until later, mainly in the north, fog patches later near Orkney. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in the north and very poor later near Orkney. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Mainly southerly 3 to 5 until later in the north, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 or 4 for a time. Fair, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast, becoming variable for a time 2 to 4, then veering southwest later. Fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable becoming southerly or southeasterly, then veering southwesterly later 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time at first in the east. Fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast 3 or 4. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly 2 or 3, increasing 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, veering southerly later in the far west. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable becoming east or southeast later 2 to 4. Showers at first in the north. Good, occasionally moderate at first in the north. The Isle of Man. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, mainly good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. South or southeast 3 to 5. Rain at first. Good. Occasionally moderate or poor at first. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 in the North Channel. Rain at first. Good. Occasionally poor at first. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 later in the west, occasional rain and fog patches, becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. And finally, the Shetland Isles, south or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, then occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And I've just got a second to tell you that if you missed the special Seafaring Prom, which used music and readings with a nautical theme to celebrate 100 years of the shipping forecast, you can hear a special highlights programme here on Radio 4 this afternoon at 5 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Bells on Sunday, which this week come from St Peter's Church in Chertsey in Surrey. The church has 8 bells, the oldest of which is believed to have come from Chertsey Abbey after the Abbey's bell tower collapsed in 1370. In 1905, all the bells were rehung by Mears and Steinbank of Whitechapel. The tenor bell weighs 19.5 hundredweight and is tuned to the note of E. We now hear them ringing Little Bob Major. Thank you. Those are the bells of St Peter's Church in Chertsey in Surrey. Now on Radio 4, it's time for In Touch with Peter White.
Hello, welcome to In Touch. Today is all about me and some visually impaired people aren't too happy with me.
Well, a lot of you will recognise that that's the voice of Jaws, the top-of-the-range screen reader, which since 1995 has given blind and partially sighted technology users access to so much. Documents, financial information, books and newspapers, all your emails, indeed just about anything that can appear on a computer screen. You can make a good case that the screen reader has been the biggest advance in literacy for us visually impaired people since the invention of Braille 200 years ago. But top of the range, though Jaws may be, all this comes at a price. And an announcement over the